There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Getting hot and heavy with the bowl season. We have you covered. Picks, spreads, totals, every single bowl game. Head to VSiN.com. Check out our bowl betting coverage and become a VSiN Pro subscriber for only $79 while you're there. You get access through the madness. VSiN.com/subscribe. So with the incredible Mavs win, down 9 with 27, 28 seconds, and then what happened with the Clippers, down 12 with 2:30. You go back the last 24 hours, NBA teams were 2 and 12,873 since 1997 when trailing by 14 or more with 3 minutes left. They're also down 12 with 2:30. And then you had the O for 13,884. In the last 20 seasons. I mean, how do you blow a 9-point lead with 27 seconds? That's incredible.
Yeah.
Three-pointer, steal, missed free throw, three-pointer, and one. Misses on purpose, gets the rebound, goes to overtime, wins.
I'll bring up a game from, my guess is going to be nearly 30 years ago now. Remember Rodney Rogers went to Wake Forest, played with the Nuggets?
Yeah.
He made three threes in like the final 30 seconds. It was absolute bedlam, and the Nuggets came back to tie the game down by nine. That's the last game that McGrady did that one time too, I think. Didn't he score like 13 points in the final minute, McGrady, for the Rockets to come roaring back?
Okay. Don't recall. You're probably right. But that's just...
Yeah, that can't happen.
The Clipper comeback has happened three times now since 97. I mean, this had never happened. This is crazy. It also speaks to where the Mavs are at. That Luka has to go for 60, 20, and 10, and they don't have Brunson and key guys. Key guys are out for the Knicks.
This guy got them to the Western Conference Finals last year.
How about a little help here,
yeah,
Cuban?
Maybe.
A little help here?
You know, you want to waste
so bad.
Yeah, you want to waste this guy?
That they lose. Yeah, they lost Brunson and got nothing in return. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay, so we have look-ahead numbers for Week 18 in the National Football League. Final week, regular season. Here we go. The Rams are at the Seahawks next week in Seattle's Lane 3. The total is 42.5.
How tough is this week? Because you don't know what's going to happen and what's going to be on the line in Week 18. Certainly, you love Seattle if they can beat the Jets and it comes down to a playoff spot.
Well, sure. I mean, you have to kind of, in your head, you know, think what's going to happen this week to really get ahead of it for next week.
Yeah.
And that'll bring up our next game. Like, what takes place this week with the Giants taking on the Colts, and the Eagles playing the Saints, right? The Eagles, at home, opened up 1.5. Total is 40.5.
Yeah. It becomes a preseason game at that point.
What if the Giants win this game?
I would think they would rest people. They're in the playoffs then.
I kind of want to bet the Eagles minus 1.5.
Well, I would think, yeah.
Minshew, I'll take my chances. We've seen this before. We saw it with the Bills a couple years ago.
They might go third string, though. I mean, Sirianni, we see what he does in the preseason.
Yeah, I don't like that call.
What's that?
It's not a very good call.
Well, does he want? You don't want all that.
I don't want him to do it. Is what I'm saying.
You don't want all that time off either, because you wouldn't play till January 21st.
That's right. That's right. I'm looking at the Eagles minus 1.5. Again, I'll bring up the example from the Bills a couple years ago against the Dolphins. What was it? Dolphins needed to win to get in.
Got destroyed.
Bills were going to play their backups for a lot of the game. They scored like 50 plus points.
Yeah.
Jets are 1 at the Dolphins. You want to play the Jets here, Mike White?
I think the Jets win Sunday, so this will be for a playoff spot.
I know why I like them.
Yeah, and is it going to be Teddy? Is it going to be Tua? Now, these games are so important for Mike White. Mike, if they win these next two games, Mike White's your starting quarterback next year. No ifs, ands, or buts.
No, has to.
I don't want to hear about it. And now Wilson's inactive for this game coming up.
Well, people,
game. I take. Remember, the Jets buried him in the first meeting, and that was Skylar Thompson after Bridgewater got hurt right away.
Well, Paulie, plenty of people in NFL circles are suggesting Zach Wilson has played his last game with the Jets.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Should be that way.
Titans at the Jags. Jacksonville opened up 6.5.
Okay, so this week means nothing for both teams.
Yep.
The game tomorrow means nothing. It's reflected in the point spread. 7-point move. Dallas laying 10. Same thing with Jacksonville, although I think Peterson will play people. Is this too much now? The division on the line could be the Sunday night game. Winner's in, loser out.
I don't know. What do you?
I think that's too many points.
So you want to take? You would have faith in Malik Willis?
I have faith in Henry. I know. Stop with the fumbling. But right, yeah. I always got a share. I got a shot with Henry. Who can go off for 200 yards?
There is a. I will say this. There is a to me. There's a big difference with Jacksonville when you're catching points.
Yep.
Or maybe laying below a field goal. Here now they have to cover by margin. I don't know if I want to be a part of that either. Lions at the Packers. This could be for everything in the NFC.
I hope it is.
Packers 3.5, total 47.
Yep.
You know what happened the first time they played? Rodgers, I would say the worst game of his career.
Are we sure the Packers beat the Vikings Sunday?
I'm not so sure. Like them, but I mean...
I'm not so sure. It's a special team. It's a fluke year. 11-0 in one-score games.
If we're talking about like a Vikings comeback or another one-score win on Monday, I'm not going to be surprised.
Yeah. Goff in the elements. I expect the Lions to beat the Bears, and this could mean a lot. Do they get help in the other games? Does Washington lose?
Yep. Now, there's a difference here. Browns at the Steelers. Pittsburgh opened up 1 at the Westgate. Another book opened up Pittsburgh 2.5. I think 1 is too short. I can't believe I'm saying this, but to go back to our conversation yesterday, the Steelers are alive for a playoff berth in the AFC. And, side note, Mike Tomlin has never finished below 500. That is suddenly still live. They went out, they're going to be 9-8. And a huge one against the Ravens on Sunday night now.
Very interested to see what Cleveland looks like Sunday. And then we'll carry over to Week 18. They've been awful since since Watson came back.
Paulie, what is this number if Pittsburgh beats Baltimore Sunday night and they're alive for a playoff spot in Week 18?
Yeah.
It's not going to be 1. Be 3 or more. Texans at the Colts. Oh, boy. Colts are 2.5.
No way. They can't be favored. Cannot be favored.
Say what you told me on the air before we started today's show about Houston.
Houston is going to win this game or beat Jacksonville, and the Bears are going to get the number one pick.
How would that shake things up?
And they're not taking a quarterback, obviously.
No, yeah, that's right.
So you get your Carter tickets, which I guess people are already doing, which that number's moved significantly.
You think this is going to happen?
Yes. You with the Colts, that's the worst team in the league that we watched Monday night. And if the Giants can't beat them, shame on the Giants.
Yeah.
That is a train wreck right now. They've been outscored 90-9 under Saturday in the fourth quarter. Foles has no. It's Foles again?
It is.
Foles is starting against the Giants. If I don't care who it is. If it's Foles or Sam I am, the Texans will win that game, and they could win it convincingly.
Okay.
Indy's awful right now.
I would like to sit here and tell you the Texans are not going to screw this up. They're going to get the number one pick in the draft. But really, if the Bears get it, again, they're taking quarterback. Unless the Texans want a guy like Jalen Carter or Will Anderson. Because if they go quarterback, they're fine going to the two spot, aren't they?
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
Okay. Chiefs out here in Las Vegas against the Raiders. Westgate opened up 8.5. Another book opened up Chiefs minus 6.5. This could be for the one seed in the AFC.
It better be.
Depends on what happens on Monday night.
Yep. Or at least the two seed. Because they lost to the Bungles. So, but Reed's been great in the division and great on the road. And it might be, who knows, Carr could be on the bench and the Raiders could be sitting people.
Yeah, that's true.
I also hope it's a Saturday game and they put it to Saturday. I'd like to see that too.
Cardinals at the 49ers, San Francisco laying 10.5.
Oh,
what could that defense do against McSorley?
God. That'll be out of control.
Remember the first time they played in Mexico?
Yeah, they did whatever they wanted offensively, and that was Jimmy.
Sure. Bloodbath. Chargers at the Broncos, Denver 2.5.
Really?
Total's 37.5. Chargers are already in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they could. I can't get there.
Wrong team.
You could be playing to get the winner of the AFC South.
Uh huh. That's possible.
No.
And also Denver. I mean, have they not punted on the season? We saw it on Christmas Day.
They absolutely.
They hate each other.
Yes, they do. The defense hates Wilson and the offense. Yes.
Buccaneers at the Falcons. Atlanta is 1.
Okay. DraftKings has pick. Oh, boy, that's assuming a Buccaneers win. If the Buccaneers need, no way. They're only laying 3. I like Carolina in that game. I think Carolina beats Tampa.
That's a very strong assumption for a 3-point favorite.
Yes, it is, and it's Ritter. Ritter can't be favored. Scored 9 points last week.
Buccaneers got pounded the first time they played Carolina. They're a bad football team. How many times do we have to say this?
Yeah. Yes.
So we're just going to assume 3-point favorites at home. No, yeah, they're going to win against Carolina. Division's going to be wrapped up.
Yeah, this is a tough week, no doubt about it.
But look at this. Commanders 4.5 against the Cowboys.
How would Mike play it? How do the Cowboys play it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not so sure. Last year, they went out and they destroyed Philly on that Saturday game.
That's right.
So I wouldn't say Washington will need it. And Dallas, I think Dallas will go out and try to beat their rivals. And try to go in with a little momentum.
Yeah, I think 4.5 is pretty heavy duty there on the Commanders.
Fix the defense. Yep. Go out on a high note. Come into the playoffs while a little playing well defensively for a change.
Panthers at the Saints, New Orleans, they're 3 at home. The thought again here is that the Panthers lose to the Buccaneers this week, and that's going to be all she wrote. But if they win the game, that's not going to be 3. Patriots at the Bills, Buffalo's 10. I saw another book opened up 8 on Buffalo.
That should get out of control. That will not go well for the Patriots.
Yeah. No. Ravens at the Bengals, Cincy 6.
Too high. We sure Lamar Jackson isn't playing?
He could be back by then, but we've been saying that for a month.
I know. Division could be on the line.
Right.
That's too many points.
This could be juicy, though, if the Bengals beat the Bills Monday night again.
Yes, it is. Enormous game Monday night.
Yep. And then the Vikings are 2.5 at the Bears.
Vikings want the 2 seed.
Well,
now, do they beat the Packers? That's number 1. But I think it's big for Minnesota to get the 2. You better host San Francisco if you win your first game, and they'll do whatever they want against Chicago if the weather cooperates. I like over 45 in that game.
And I'll go back to what you just said. If the Bears are in position to get the number 1 pick in the draft, why would they play anybody?
Yeah.
If the Texans somehow win one of these games and then the Bears are there, it's like, nah, we're good.
Sit Fields, too.
What's the point of playing Fields?
No, there is none.
Zero.
I agree.
Up next, we'll run down the best and worst ATS teams in the NFL and the NBA. A team in the association is 15-3 to the under at home. Find out who next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Countdown's on. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook has started, and they've covered you. The new year started off with a bang. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Log in or download the app on December 31st. You get a 22% profit boost. Log in again, New Year's Day. You get a 23% profit boost. Celebrate and get not one but two profit boost. At Bet Rivers, it's a whole new game.
We have a little bit of breaking news right now in the National Football League as the Washington Commanders have announced Carson Wentz as their starting quarterback this week against the Cleveland Browns.
Season on the line. Big game. No home field advantage. They lose. It opens the door for the Lions and the Packers. Assuming you get a Seattle loss, too.
So,
last year in a big game, what happened against Jacksonville?
Of course. Is there anything that you want to do with this number right now? Because it's sitting at 2.5. In fact, I see twos out there. I see a 1.5. Nothing is changing right now with this number. Are you surprised by that?
No, he does. I don't think it's an upgrade.
No, neither.
Heineke's numbers weren't bad. It was just, you know, it was a lot of dink and dunk in what happened in that game. But I want to go with the under again. It didn't work out last week as that thing exploded after the second quarter.
Yeah.
But Cleveland has three touchdowns since Watson's been back. Three offensive touchdowns. So I don't know this. The Garrett business is weird. What happened with Stefanski there? But I would think Washington's going to struggle to score, and we know Cleveland's had all kinds of issues since Watson came back.
There is a massive difference, by the way, in the numbers, like the advanced metrics, EPA, stuff like that, from Brissett to Watson. Brissett was really, really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Watson has been horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So
no doubt.
Okay, here we go with a look at the best teams ATS and over-unders in the NFL and the NBA. So the best team in the NFL against the spread as we speak. Drum roll, please. Bengals, 12-3.
It's a 12-1 run.
Oh, yeah.
They started out 0-2.
Blazing hot.
No doubt.
Yep. Do they win Monday night?
Yes.
You like them. Okay, Giants are 11-4. Any love here for Brian Daboll, Coach of the Year?
No, but there's plenty of love in the markets for Shanahan now, piggybacking that Tom Pelissero interviewing executives.
Right.
At DraftKings, Shanahan was plus 275 now, the second choice. After getting buried in Carolina, Campbell's down to 22-1. Dable is the fourth. Doug Peterson's 8-1. Dable's 15.
I would have to say that Dable deserves to be a little bit better than that in the market. He's doing a hell of a job. The Giants don't have a lot of talent.
No.
And look at the upgrade. Danny Dimes looks actually pretty good.
Yes, he does.
Okay. The Niners are 10-5. ATS covering by an average of 5 points per game. The Lions are 10-5. Chargers 9-5-1. And your Cowboys are 9-6 ATS. And they're covering on average by 5.5 points per game. The worst teams in the NFL ATS. Well, you know who's going to be the worst. It's the Buccaneers, 3-11-1. And they're missing the cover by 6 points per game.
And it's a 1-11-1 stretch for Tampa ATS.
Yep. Chiefs,
wow.
Chiefs finally covered, and it was a big number. Now they're 5-9-1. Bears the same mark. Rams 5-8-2. Seahawks and Saints are 6-9 ATS. The best teams in the league to the over when it comes to betting these totals. Eagles are 10-5, going over by 4.4 points per week. Lions are right there with them. So are the Bears and the Vikings. Vikings have been just a great team to the over here last month or so. Cowboys 9-6, Cardinals 7-6-2 to the over. The best under teams in the NFL. Well, that one got away from the Broncos over the weekend.
Yeah.
But three teams are 11-4 to the under. Buccaneers, Broncos, and Ravens. Three teams are 10-5 to the under so far this year. Titans, Jets, and the Colts.
I cannot believe the Christmas Day game. To give up, to lose like that to the Rams. They had covered three in a row. They were feisty at home against the Chiefs and moved the ball. They beat Arizona, and then you have that and the fighting and 51-14. My God,
the defense finally snapped.
They finally quit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they had enough.
Enough's enough.
They had enough.
Yep. Cam Akers looked pretty good Yes, again, he's coming on now. Last month,
wait, someone win a fantasy league because of that?
Oh, I'm sure.
Three touchdowns to Cam Akers?
Yeah, or set him up, you know, beautifully for the playoffs now or the championship round coming up this weekend.
Adams, two catches Saturday night.
That's a good feeling, huh?
I mean, this
going to
this
war, going to battle there in the playoffs. Okay, we move on to the NBA. The best teams now in the association against the spread. Bali, the Thunder, 21-13. Blazers, same record. Celtics are 21-14. Is this the real Celtics team now?
Yeah, on Christmas it was.
Oh, man.
You get that team. That's the great offense from a historical standpoint.
And Tatum and Brown, they each went for 30-plus last night. Yeah. Kings are 19-13. How about the year Sabonis is having for Sacramento? Mm-hmm. Totally under the radar. Awesome season. Sixers 19-13-1, and the Pacers, feisty, 20-15 against the spread. Worst teams in the league when it comes to covering numbers. The Heat, 11-21-2, 10 games below 500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mavericks, right there with them, 12-21-2. T-Wolves, now stories are coming out, people who cover the team. The trade, how bad it is. Gobert, people writing, looks nothing like the guy that he was in Utah. All-time ski mask job potential here with Minnesota.
It is, yes.
Yeah, they're 13-21. Lakers, same record. Hawks, 13-20-1. And the Spurs are 14-20 ATS. Best teams in the league when it comes to totals. And we'll go to the over. The Lakers have been great to the over lately. 21-13. Pistons, 21-14-1. Thunder, 20-14. Warriors right there. Same with the Hawks and the Pelicans are 19-14. Best teams of the under in the NBA. You're going to go clip joint, 21-15. Wait until you hear their home record under coming up in a minute. Pacers, 19-15-1. T-Wolves, 19-15. And some teams on the list, Kings, Nuggets, and Bulls below them. Okay. Now we get into home.
I have a theory on it. Go ahead.
Okay. Home and away splits. Best home teams. This is ATS. Warriors 14-2. Oh, straight up. Okay.
Straight up.
Okay. Yeah. Bucks 14-3. Grizz 13-3. Nuggets 12-3. Cavs 16-4. Pelicans 14-4. Those are awesome numbers. As we continue, the worst home teams, Pistons. 4-13 ATS. Hornets 4-11. Spurs 6-11. Rockets 6-10. Knicks and Bulls are also on the list. A couple of games are one game below 500. And then you get into some of the splits again when it comes to the totals. Okay, we'll go road here again.
I was thinking with the Clipper angle, why the Clippers are playing home unders. Early starts, and the visiting teams go out. Nightlife in Los Angeles and sluggish starts, and you're going to the club, and plus you never know how that early start from will affect the home team.
Yep, your best teams away from home, ATS. Celtics are 11-5, and it really drops off after that. They're by far the best team. Knicks and Nets are 10-7. Then you have the Clippers, Nuggets, and the Kings in there as well. It gets really good with the totals here coming up in a second when you go to home and away. Those are best away teams again, ATS. Your worst away teams, yeah?
My God.
Look at the Warriors. 3-16. Missing the cover on average by 9 points per game. Pistons 4-15. Rockets 4-14. Hornets 5-15. Magic's, they're 4-12. And the Wizards are 5-14. Pure garbage on that list for teams that are away from the friendly confines.
Very good. Goal on the first 10 on the road. Vancouver is still 17-0. The doozy was Friday night when Vancouver played Edmonton.
Right.
Edmonton is 17-2 at home, goal in the first 10. They've also played, going into last night, 9 straight overs in the first period. Buffalo's on a 24-2 overrun as well. I think it's in the third period. ROI, Boston number 1, Seattle, Winnipeg, Devils, and Arizona. Worst team ROI, Chicago, down 12 units. Ask and you shall receive. DraftKings put up to be the 1 seed in the NBA. Denver is plus 165. They play 12 or 14, something like that, road games from January 1st to March 10th. Ton of home games coming up for the Nuggets.
Wow.
Pels are plus 425. Clippers are 12-1. Memphis is 2-1. In the East, Boston's minus 155. The Bucks are 3-1. The Nets are plus 350. The Cavs are 13-1. Philly's 16-1.
Yeah, I don't love this Bucks team right now.
I don't care anything about that. Yep, to be the one seed.
They're trending in the wrong direction right now.
I love the Nuggets, but I need more at that price when I'm going to lock it up for that long.
Yeah.
But good job by DK putting that up.
By the way, just I don't know if I ever said the overall record in the Clippers and your theory why that makes sense. They are 15-3 to the under at home. Pretty good.
Very good.
And again, completely under the radar with something like that. Up next, he kicked at Georgia and in the NFL. He also likes to gamble. We will ask friend of the show, Drew Butler, how confident he is in his alma mater covering against Ohio State as we get the two playoff games this weekend in college football. That's next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. Easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now.
Here we go. Our next guest kicked at the University of Georgia and in the NFL. He likes to gamble, and he is part of the Punt and Pass podcast. His name is Drew Butler. Good morning, Drew. How are you today?
I'm great. How are y'all doing? Great to be back.
Doing really well. Thanks for popping on today. You know, if you go back to like 2006, I remember when Ohio State played Florida in the national title game. When Ohio State won the Big Ten that year, on the air the next Monday, I said, Ohio State's going to kill Florida. I'm going to make Ohio State the biggest bet of my entire life. Well, then, 50 days later, they finally played. They had this big layoff, right? As we were leading into the game, I'm like, you know what? I've changed my mind a little bit because they've played like the last time they played a game was a year ago, the way it feels. Have you overthought this game between your alma mater and Ohio State, or are you pretty much where you are today, going back to when the matchup was announced like a month ago?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, honestly, when the matchup first came out, I was a little bit bearish. Ohio State having a new lease on life, backing their way into the college football playoff, I compared it to what happened to Georgia a year ago. Now, granted, that was different. Georgia did play in the SEC championship game. Alabama whooped them up. You knew Georgia was going to make it to the playoff regardless of what happened with the outcome of that championship game. But Georgia went into that Orange Bowl matchup against Michigan kind of with a clean slate, right? The pressure was off from having an undefeated season. They got leveled out after getting beat up by Alabama. So you felt really good about Georgia being refocused heading into that matchup. Now heading into this Peach Bowl matchup with Ohio State having that new lease on life, you might feel that these guys have nothing to lose getting into this game. And it is a really good matchup for how Ohio State can beat teams and where Georgia has shown vulnerability throughout the season.
I see that. There's also a good article, and I know where they're coming from, about the pressure on Day and Stroud. I guess it'd be more on Day if they win this game and then lose to Michigan in the title, if that could happen. Imagine that scenario. But you're right with the new lease on life. But also, if you come out and Georgia houses you, now they're starting to question Day and about what the hell's going on here in big games lately.
Absolutely. And you talk about, has my thought process changed? Well, yeah, I'm kind of getting back towards where I was talking myself into Georgia against that Tennessee matchup, right? Georgia playing Tennessee and Georgia going up against Ohio State. That's the one comparison a lot of people can make with how these offenses can attack Georgia's defense. But if you look at Ohio State's season on the whole, you could make the argument that, you know, they were vulnerable week in and week out. I mean, look what happened against Maryland late in the season. Northwestern 21-7. Then they have Michigan at home in a big spot to essentially make it to the playoff, and they fall flat on their face. Yeah, Georgia struggled against Mizzou and Kent State, and everybody will talk about that. But Georgia has continuously shown the opportunity and the ability to switch it on in big games, and they have done that a lot recently.
Yes, great point. They destroyed Oregon and buried Tennessee, and Tennessee couldn't move the ball.
Yep. Now, let me flip it for 1 second, and this might be a big if, but I'll throw it at you anyway. What if there's an early turnover or they fall behind 14-3 and they're not typically in that spot and Ohio State has it, you know, like they're really running here on all cylinders and firing on all cylinders and they're going up and down the field maybe the first couple of times and Stroud looks great and he's hitting receivers and before you blink, oh my God, we're down by two scores. Then what happens?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough spot. Remember, Georgia turned the ball over on that first possession against Tennessee, but the Tennessee attack was all about tempo, right? They were going to try to wear these defenses down, take advantage of some miscommunication, hit a long ball downfield, and then run away from a team. I feel like Ohio State's attack is a little bit different. You know, obviously a lot of shotgun, three-step drop from C.J. Stroud, but they like those plays to develop downfield. The way you beat Georgia is how Alabama beat them a year ago in the SEC championship game. It was quick game. Do not let the front seven affect the game. Tons of people are talking about Jalen Carter, how Georgia's defensive line can collapse the pocket from the inside and get in C.J. Stroud's lap early. That is when things fall apart for this Ohio State offense. So clearly Georgia is going to know, hey, they're not going to try to get into the trenches. They're not going to try to let these plays develop. They're going to try to get to the perimeter fast, get the quick game going, and see if they can wear down Georgia's defense like that. The key number, though, this weekend, guys, is the number 30. Do you think Georgia's offense, which nobody's talking about, will score 30 points against Ohio State's defense?
Yes.
Georgia is 55-1 under Kirby Smart when scoring 30 points. Conversely, though, do you think Ohio State will score 30 points on Georgia's defense?
No.
I would lean no.
Georgia is 2-9 when allowing 30 points or more under Kirby Smart. And those two victories were in the SEC championship game a couple of weeks ago. They beat LSU 50-30. And then the 2017 college football playoff Rose Bowl, that unbelievable overtime game against Oklahoma. Uh-huh. So that is the key number. It's 30. If Georgia scores 30, they got a great chance to win. And if they allow 30, it becomes a little bit more dicey. Only 2-9 under Kirby Smart when they've allowed 30 points.
Good job.
Great numbers.
The other thing, I like that too. I think Kirby yelling at him for what happened in the SEC title game in the second half against LSU. I think that's big too. About we have a lot of things to clean up with this time off.
And that was a blowout too. I mean, halftime, I want to say it was 35-7. Georgia was routing LSU. So obviously from a player perspective, you start thinking about, hey, we're coming back for the Peach Bowl. We're going to win this game no matter what. Keep in mind too, Georgia has played and won two big games in Mercedes-Benz Stadium this year.
Yeah.
The kickoff game against Oregon and the SEC championship game against LSU. Yes, there will be a home field advantage because it's in Athens' backyard. But also, it's the creature comforts of these guys know exactly how that surface plays. They're familiar with the locker room. They know exactly what game day is going to be like. You can't say the same for Ohio State, and this will be an electric atmosphere on Saturday night.
It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Drew Butler is our guest, former kicker at Georgia and in the NFL, creator and host of the Punt and Pass podcast. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Drew Butler. So, I mean, clearly Georgia is like the most talented team in the country with Alabama, but Ohio State is like right there with them. I mean, they recruit all 4- and 5-star athletes like every single year. If you think the Buckeyes have an edge anywhere, where would it be? Or does an edge not exist for Ohio State in this game?
I mean, the obvious answer is their wide receiving core and how C.J. Stroud can distribute the football. If you've been watching any of the previews throughout the weeks leading up to this matchup, you see that even when Marvin Harrison Jr. is completely covered, C.J. Stroud can put it in a spot to where he's getting 35, 40-yard gains, and that can wear down any defense. I think if Ohio State tries to establish the run game after maybe having some success passing the football, that's where they can get into trouble because Georgia will not allow them to develop the run game to open up the pass. Conversely, I think Kirby Smart knows how to scheme up this defensive back end to make sure that Ohio State's not going to be able to take advantage all game long. Uh-huh. And where does it start, guys? It starts in the front four. If you can affect C.J. Stroud quick and then have him make quick decisions, the secondary looks a lot better. That's how football has always been played. And I think Georgia knows that in this matchup specifically, you have got to pressure C.J. Stroud early and often, make it a little bit easier on your back end, and then go feast.
Drew, most important question of the entire day, do your dogs cover?
you know, this line hasn't moved. 6.5 is such an interesting line. I thought that this was too many points, and it just depends if they're going to get into a shootout. I like Georgia. I really do. Again, nobody's talking about Georgia's offense. They have tons of weapons, and they have been consistent all season long. Yes, of course, Ohio State is explosive on offense. I think Ohio State struggles to score 30 points. I think the long time for preparation in this game lends itself to an advantage for Georgia. And I think they win by a touchdown. So I'll say Georgia covers the 6.5. I've gone back and forth, guys, but I'm sticking with that. Georgia will cover. It's a big game, and Stetson should be able to turn it on.
Okay. Do you like anything in the other game with the Wolverines taking on the Horned Frogs at TCU?
You know, TCU getting more than a touchdown, they've been hanging around all season long. Max Duggan has stepped up big time in big games. Could this be the game where Blake Corum not being available actually kind of rears its ugly head against the Wolverines? I think this one could be a little bit closer. Michigan might have a tougher time getting up for this game. So give me the 7.5 with TCU. I'll take that and have some fun watching that one.
Very cool. Again, you can follow him on Twitter. He is at Drew Butler, and the name of his podcast is the Punt and Pass Podcast. Drew, happy holidays. By the way, congratulations, as you had a new baby back at the end of November. That's awesome. Baby number three? Child number three?
That's right. Olivia, she is a month old tomorrow, I think. So all good, man. Thank you so much.
Wow. How old are they, by the way?
Bridget is 4, Kara is 2, and Olivia is a month old.
How do you handle that, Drew?
Oh, boy.
You got an awesome wife, man. She's the best.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right, man. Best of luck this week, and Happy New Year.
Thanks, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
You too, sir.
Could you handle that, Paul? 4-2 in 1 month?
Need a lot of help there.
Yeah.
A lot of help.
He's a good dude. There you go.
What do you think? What are your early thoughts?
I think Georgia scores in the 30s. We talked about that against LSU.
I agree.
Kirby Smart said that. Get to 35. Well, if they get to 35, then that total's going to go over too. Yeah. So, yeah. We will give you an updated look at the playoff picture in the NFL coming up next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
What a promotion at Bet Rivers. Great job. Log into BetRivers.com or download the app on December 31st. You get a 22% profit boost. Log in again January 1st. You get a 23% profit boost. Celebrate with Bet Rivers and get not one but two profit boost. Great house specials, good props and menu. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers. Scenarios for Week 17. Let's start with the huge matchup on Monday night. If the Bills win out, they're the one seed. They also clinched the one seed with a win Monday night and a Kansas City loss. Kansas City's laying 14 to Denver. The Bengals clinch the division with a win and a Baltimore loss. The scenarios with the Bengals, if the Bengals win out, they're no worse than the 2 seed. The Bengals also could win Monday night and then lose week 18 to the Ravens, and they could be the 5 seed and blow the division if Baltimore wins out. I mean, again, Cincinnati could be the 1, the 2, the 3, the 5. I guess they could even be the 6 when you look at it. Could they even be the 6? Yeah.
Chargers could overtake them?
I'd have to look at the tiebreakers there. I think conference record, that could be possibly in play. But at least the 5. The 1, the 2, the 3, or the 5. With 2 games left. How enormous that game is Monday night. Yep. What are your early thoughts on the Monday night game?
I thought 2.5 was too many on the look-ahead line.
Yeah.
And that's proven out so far with the Bills laying 1. Okay. It's an incredible matchup. I'm so high on the Bengals, but also the Bills are awesome. They're power rated. I mean, they're best team in the NFL still. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but
you got to be concerned.
I can't go against Burrow.
Yeah, I know they've had the nice winning streak, but fortunate to beat Miami. So they couldn't get stops in that game.
Yeah.
Allen had to be Superman. A workmanlike performance second half. You run all over the Bears.
I know the Bengals did not look great so much in the second half last week, but the first half is what I looked at more. Because they did get out to that 22-0 lead, and man, when they are humming like that, and he just drops back, and they just say, we're not going to run, and he can throw to Higgins, and he can go to Boyd, and then he's got Jamar Chase. It's so tough to beat.
Yeah.
But McPherson scares the daylights out of me, though.
Has to.
Yeah.
And then the Collins injury as well. To get the 1 seed, with Cincinnati and Kansas City, I think the 1 seed's imperative. You don't want to go to the jungle and then Mahomes at home. It's a completely different Kansas City defense home and away, too. Dolphins, they're in with a win and a jet loss. I won't go down the tie scenario.
Well, you can't be very confident about the Dolphins getting into the playoffs at this point.
That's an all-time bad beat if they lose the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They were 8-3, and their win total was 8.5. Giants win, and they're in. They're also in with a Seattle and Washington loss, Seattle-Detroit-Green Bay loss, a Washington-Detroit-Green Bay loss. Eagles win, they're the 1 seed, or a Dallas loss. Tampa Bay win, and they clinch the division. They have Carolina at home, and they go to Atlanta week 18. Washington's in with a win, a Seattle loss, a Detroit loss, and a Green Bay loss. So that who's going to get the 7 seed in the NFC's a hound's breakfast.
I am far from confident that the Commanders are going to make the playoffs.
And now they go back to Wentz with the news about an hour ago. Wentz in, Heinicke out.
Number really hasn't moved at last check. Still about 2, 2.5. Who do you think gets into the NFC? Who's going to be the 7 seed? Does it come down to the Week 18 matchup between the Lions and the Packers?
What do you think of the Jets-Seattle game?
I like the Jets.
So do I.
I like the Jets.
Geno's come to crashing down. They have a turnover in every game.
Jets,
good defense.
Yeah. I think it comes down to Lions, Packers, Commanders, Seahawks are going to be out.
I hope you're right.
I think that's what it's going to come down to.
And that'll be the Sunday night game, the winner of Green Bay.
But Detroit. You know what? That's also probably a little wishful thinking because I don't want Washington in. I'd much rather see Detroit or Green Bay in.
Absolutely.
Much rather see that.
Hello, Masson. We love you. I don't want to see Washington in the playoffs.
No.
I don't want to see that.
No, we don't.
I think it could be Detroit. I'm not sure the Packers beat the Vikings Sunday. I'm not impressed at all with this Green Bay team. It was more of Miami giving them the game.
You know what you should do then?
They're moving the ball over them, and then
you should bet the Lions +3.5 right now in week 18. That's the number. It's available.
Will Rodgers play with nothing to play for?
Why would he?
Yeah.
At that point, go to Love, go to the backups, and the Lions would arguably then have to have the game to get in. Okay. Doesn't mean they'll win, because you have to win the game. Doesn't mean you will win or have to bet on them, obviously, but you would really like their chances at that point.
Vikings can score, man. Cook should have a big game.
But it's also Cook, though, outdoors, big game. Nah. I'm sorry, not Cook. Cousins.
Yeah. Ooh. Had a hell of a year. Just throw it up to Jefferson when in doubt. He's going for the record, too. Bizarre press conference I don't know if bizarre is the right word. Interesting press conference in Denver.
Yeah.
About who wants this job and who you're stuck. Maybe you're stuck with Wilson at least another year. How bad that deal is, and then the trade and what they had to give up for him, and then what the rest of the locker room thinks about him, and the fight on the sideline and getting buried. So this makes sense though, with Patton, the GM taking full ownership about I brought Hackett in, I made the trade for Wilson. You point the finger at me.
Nathaniel's a very good football coach, and he's even a better person, and it just didn't work out here, and that's on me. And as I told the players yesterday, I take full responsibility for where we are as a football team. I brought in the head coach. I brought in most of the players. Those are my decisions, and there's no one to blame but me. And I just want to be clear. This isn't just about the coaching. This isn't just about Nathaniel. This isn't about the entire football operation. This is about the personnel, the players, the staff, everyone involved with our football team. It has to be better across the board. I have to be better.
Oh, that's pretty strong.
Wow. Good job. Well, he's right, though, too.
Dump everything on me, he says.
Well, yeah. And whether you thought you were going to get Rodgers by getting Hackett, but certainly he was in over his head, and we saw that in the first game. And then you had to get him help, sideline help as well,
yeah, so
during midseason. But look at the score. Put that up, guys. Look at these scores. You wasted a great defense. 17-16. You won 16-9. You beat the 49ers 11-10. You lost on that Thursday night horror show 12-9.
No touchdown was scored in the game.
You lost in overtime 19-16 to the Chargers. You had the ball with 2 minutes left, and somehow you lost. Couldn't even get a tie. You lost to the Jets 16-9. You lost 17-10.
10-9 against the Ravens.
Look at these scores.
You think Wilson shot?
It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. Now, I'm not, you know, I'm not studying the film and inside the locker room, but it appears he's doing his own thing out there. Remember the report from Scott Hansen? Scott, who is it? Scott Hansen, right? In Denver? He does the Nuggets games in the
Hastings.
Is it Hastings?
Yeah.
Thank you, Hastings. That he's audible, and he doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's calling the Seahawks
audible. He's going Seattle audibles.
Right.
And the wide receiver's like, what are you doing?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
we're not picking up on the jargon here.
There's something going on about maybe one flew over the cuckoo's nest as well.
Yeah. Well, here's Denver CEO Greg Penner. He still believes in Wilson.
Decision to have Russell here was a long-term one. This season has not been up to his standards or expectations. We saw some glimpses of it in the last few weeks. He knows he can play better. We know he can play better. And we know he'll do the right work in the offseason to be ready for next year.
If I make their win total next year 8, what do you want to do with it right now? Just sight unseen, not even looking at the opponents. I'll just throw number 8 out there with Denver.
Under, the division's too good. I think the Raiders will maybe win some of these close games finally. Yeah?
The head coach could be just a massive improvement, though, too. If somehow, some way, they would land Sean Payton, which I don't think is going to happen.
Well, we said that when they hired. We said anyone had to be an upgrade over Fangio, and it was a downgrade.
It was a downgrade, yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Our apologies to Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, God.
I don't. 7.5, you still go under? What's your breaking point?
Yeah.
You would.
These numbers on what they had to give up in the contract. I don't know, 7 because the defense. I guess 6.5 because the defense is still so.
Defense
good.
Will be good again.
Well,
right,
I got to see who they're bringing a head coach as well, but it's possible that the guy's just he doesn't have it anymore, and they're stuck with him for another year. But that's to give up all that and the money you give them with the contract.
I know,
and now they can't stand him.
They have to make the offensive line better. They're going to get Javonte Williams back. He's going to be coming off the ACL. Obviously,
they have weapons. Yeah.
Oh, they absolutely. I'm convinced that they have weapons. There's no doubt. But if I would say this, if Wilson in the first like 6 games next year doesn't turn it around, then I will say I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe this goes maybe this goes sideways with the new ownership as well. You report to me. You don't talk to the GM. I don't know. It certainly appears too many cooks in the kitchen.
Here you go. It's time now for the pro tip of the hour. Right here, you get them for pro subscribers. Get them at VSiN.com under Kirby Smart, Georgia. 55-1 when scoring 30-plus points and 2-9 when allowing 30-plus points. Thanks to Drew Butler 30 minutes ago for sharing that beautiful nugget on the game coming up. So do they get to 30 against Ohio State?
I do. I think they get to 30. And congratulations to those people. I think I want to say, I think it was at Caesars. After Ohio State lost to Michigan, Ohio State was 50-1 to win it all.
Oh,
and
wow.
Some people jumped on that. So you got a good opportunity here.
Mike Palm is the VP of Circa Resort and Casino. He'll join us on the show coming up next. We'll get his reaction to Mad Dog and the Survivor Carnage with $6.1 million on the line from this past weekend.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.